living in a world that's all by design, it's up to us to break the chains of tyranny to become we, the ungovernable. You are listening to the Renegades Rant Podcast with your host, the Kentucky Renegade.
Wear your heart on your sleeve and spread the word that you heard it here first.
We are exposed to 40,000 toxic chemicals a day. They are purposely sprayed in our air, poured in our water supply, sprayed on our food, and added to almost every consumer product that we touch daily. It is up to us to stop supporting those corporate giants who push these toxic products on us and detach from that system.
Detach from the system. FedUpGear.com.
You want an apparel company that soars above the rest? Then Jim Eagle Outfitters is your patriotic shop. With Jim Eagle Outfitters, this company stands for your inalienable and God-given rights. From their t-shirts, hoodies, beanies, hats, and tumblers, they stand out with their patriotism. Check out JEOutfitters.com. And while you're there, be sure to go to the Second Amendment Foundation that has been fighting for nearly 50 years to defend, secure, and expand Second Amendment rights for all of us. Also, be sure to go and check out the NRA page where you can save up to $25 off of your membership. So please go to JEOutfitters.com. God, family, country, and your right to bear arms. Welcome to the show, everyone. This is the Renegades Rant Podcast. Today is Thursday, April the 11th. I hope everyone out there that's listening is having an amazing day, wherever you guys are tuning in from. I'd like to really thank everyone for following and sharing and rating the show. It's very important that you guys please follow the show, share the show, and rate it. I don't care what kind of rating you give me. Just give me what you think. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you guys really think about the show and what you really would like to see or hear me talk about. Also, make sure that you hit the notification bell to get the updates of when new episodes drop. It will be on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Central for now, unless I change it, but as far as now, I'm just keeping it where it's at. It's working for me. So again, thank you for listening. Well, this is a show that's going to be kind of a hodgepodge of different things I'm going to talk about. Here in Kentucky, we survived. We were in the path of totality. Nothing out of the ordinary happened other than them spraying the skies all day. And I seen that was happening pretty much in every state where they were in the path of totality. And then just your usual spraying that was going on that's, you know, creating all these storms that are happening. But that's what you get when you get a government that is very tyrannical. They're just blatant. They're in your face about it now. They don't care. And we're facing a lot of different challenges. And a lot of people were under the impression that the eclipse could possibly bring in an event. But then again, you know, as I was promoting, just being prepared. And preparedness is always going to be part of my message. I'm a prepper. I'm survivalist. I'm whatever you want to call me, a lunatic, a conspiracy theorist. But either way, I'm going to be prepared for any event. Any natural disaster, I'm prepared. So as I continue to push that message, be prepared. It doesn't hurt. It's just like insurance. You have it to cover you. So it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So just be prepared. I mean, with these events and these things coming out, we just never truly know what our government's going to do because they're following orders through the global elite and they're just doing what they're told. So it probably was more than just a distraction is what it was. A distraction from what we don't really know yet, But there's been a lot of things going on. Now, this is how political theater really, truly works at its best. So, a House committee had a vote 9-2 on renewing the FISA program. And then you had like Speaker Johnson come out, who's a quote unquote Republican, and he was giving it support. And FISA's, you know, the Section 702 is basically a warrantless search of your information, violating your Fourth Amendment and everything else. This FISA program just needs to go. And so you had Marjorie Taylor Greene come out, and she was blasting the entire program of the FISA program. When it came vote time, her name was nowhere on the list for the vote for no. But you had like Lauren Boebert and Chip Roy and Matt Gaetz. They all voted no on it. Some Democrats voted no on it, which was a surprise. But this is the world we're living in. This is political theater. This is why I continue to push the message, we must abolish this government. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and on down the line. They are operating under the elites and what they want. And, you know, you got the WHO out here pushing their pandemic treaty for people to sign over their national sovereignties. You got the UN, they're constantly in everybody's business. You got the IMF. I mean, you got all these different non-government entities that are pushing all these different agendas, and, you know, they're backed by all of our corporations. Because if you go look at the WEF and look at their youth leadership program, or you look at the Young Global Leaders program that they have, and you will find the majority of our government, people that are tied to all these major corporations and universities, are a part of this. And this is strategic by these entities to infiltrate our corporations, our government, and everything else to just bring on these globalist ideas, because they want a one world government, a one world currency, and a one world religion. And they want us at war all the time, because we know the military industrial complex is a moneymaker. And as long as we're at war, these globalists are going to make money on both sides of it. I mean, we've seen it during World War II and World War I with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. That's how the Rothschilds got a lot of their fame and fortune. And you never really see much said about the Rothschilds other than, you know, us conspiracy theorists that go out there and we talk about them. There's more and more of the globalists out there that we don't know about and we don't hear about, but they're out there behind the scenes doing things that need to happen on their end. You know, you have like the DuPonts, you have the Vanderbilts, you know, just big financial families that have been all around the world. And this is what they want. So with this whole FISA thing, the vote went down for it in the House. It got shot down 228-193. But listen to that. 193 of them voted for it, in favor. That should tell you one thing right there. Your government doesn't care about your freedoms, because FISA is violating your constitutional rights. Plain and simple. We need to remove this government. This government doesn't give a fuck about us. And it's only going to get worse as time goes on. You just look at what's going on with this administration that's in office now. They have so many things they're doing. This whole thing with the border, I mean, they are violating all of the American people's rights. They are violating the way taxes are spent, and taxes are theft anyways. But the fact that they are taking American taxpayer dollars and putting it towards housing and giving them money and allowing them to just drive without licenses and things like that. But the American people can't do that. Wake up. Now, I mean, you look at the FBI director, Christopher Wray, you know, he keeps coming up with these immediate concerns that, you know, there's a chance for a terrorist attack in this country. Well, they keep saying it. And you guys are the ones that are allowing all these illegals to pour across our border. Now, we keep seeing all these different, quote-unquote, estimates of how many illegals are actually in this country that have come across since Biden's been in office. And you hear 2 million, 3 million, 8 million, as high as 30 million illegals are in this country. And I believe it's the more the higher end. I would say probably between 25 and 30 million sounds about right. We don't know, because they're allowing them to just come across the border. But, you know, you got Christopher Wray out here talking about all these elevated threat levels. He's concerned that these individuals are going to carry out terrorist attacks throughout the U.S. And we've been saying, if you've been listening to me, or if you've been listening to a little extra Lambo podcast with Lambo, we've been saying it for a while now, that these people that are legally coming across these borders and coming into this country are military age, and we truly do believe they're being positioned in cities for a reason, and that is to carry out attacks against the American people, and then that way they can have us retaliate, and then next thing you know, they're going to implement martial law. Because I think that's the end game. And if you've been listening to me or Lambo, we've been saying it for a few years at least, about what's going on with all these illegals and the things that are planned in this country. We are facing very unprecedented times with all these illegals being in this country that we don't know who they are, where they're from. So when you have an actual attack happen, you're not going to know who the enemy truly is, because they could be dressed like you or I. Who knows? They may have MAGA gear on and be out there, you know, creating havoc and, you know, mayhem. But we keep hearing this from Christopher Wray that, you know, we have these elevated threat levels in this country. We're finding more out about the cargo ship that hit the bridge in Baltimore being hacked, that these cargo ships and these barges and these big, huge marine ships, they have the same technology on all these ships, and that they're being cyber attacked by China, which I'm not going to say it's China. It's probably our own government. But we're seeing more and more of this shit happen across this country, and it's very concerning, and it makes you wonder, not if, but when. Because, you know, they're blaming ISIS on this attack over in Russia at that concert hall. You're starting to see them bring back the Al-Qaeda's, the ISIS, the ISIL, or whatever they want to call them. But we're starting to see more talk about that. So it starts to make you wonder, are they actually going to pull off another 9/11? I mean, anything's possible. And with this government, they're not to be trusted whatsoever. And you just had a video be released of a CIA agent that came out and admittedly said that they were going after Americans, especially Alex Jones, so they can drain him out of his money so, you know, he wouldn't have his InfoWars anymore. I mean, that's the level we're on with this government. And if we continue to try and vote out tyranny, all we're doing is complying with the way they are going to behave. If they think that we believe that we're actually going to be able to vote these people out, they're going to continue to do what they're doing. You know, like I said, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she got up in front of everybody on every news organization and stated that FISA needed to be off the table and need to vote it out and all this other stuff. But yet she voted for it. She voted yes. She didn't vote no. She's done that several times. And she hook, line, and sinkers people when she starts speaking out about important things that we need to have done and taken care of in this country. And then she turns around and she does the opposite. That is the perfect example of political theater. These people don't care about you. They don't. Washington, D.C., the reason I call it the District of Criminals is because that's what it is. It's criminal activity being done. It's crimes against humanity. It's crimes against the American people. And they continue to push it down our throat. And we sit here and do nothing but comply and say, every 2 and 4 years, we're going to vote this out. How's that worked out for us? This is the importance of why I say we have to abolish this government. The only way it will work is if we don't go to work, because they need us to go to work to continue to pay for this fucking debt that they continue to raise every week. The unlimited printing of money, the impact it has on the dollar, to crash the system the way they are doing it systematically. As I talk about, we're being attacked in layers. This is a fifth generation of warfare. And it's not going to get any better. And like I said, I mean, you know, the FBI, the CIA, all these different federal branches of government are doing nothing but violating the American people. We seen it come out just a couple weeks ago when the IRS agent was caught on camera admitting that they were utilizing a AI tool to surveil Americans' bank accounts, their taxes, all their financials. It just goes to show. They're going to keep violating us no matter what, because we're not going to stand on our feet and stand up to the tyranny that we have been put under. And I know it'll piss a lot of people off, and I don't really particularly care, but Trump isn't going to save you. He's not. He's one man. I'll continue to push that message as well. He needs the House. He needs the Senate. And we know what will happen if he were to magically get back in office. And let's just do it on a hypothetical. Let's just say he is a true American patriot and he wants to save this country. Well, if he gets into office, what do you think they're going to do? Immediately, they're going to start impeachment. They're going to tie him to something and make it up. They're going to make up a story and they're going to run with it. He gets in, he's not going to be able to do anything. He's not going to get the so-called Republicans to take over the House and Senate. That's not going to happen. And even if he did, you have a bunch of rhinos who don't want him in there, and they're going to vote against everything that he would want. So it's going to be another 4 years of, you know, impeachments and lies and just him fighting with the media and not actually being able to take care of what needs to be taken care of. Now, I'm going to give him his credit. I mean, economically, we were in a great position. Wasn't the best, but it was a lot better than what we had under Bush, Obama, and what we're going through with Biden. But we need to really come up with a plan and put that in place. And like I said, we need to abolish. I'm not saying take up arms against the military and our government. And people get that wrong. People think abolish means go to war with the government. No, abolish means we just sit our ass at home and we do nothing. We take care of the people in our communities. Whatever money we can get out of the bank, take it out. Crash the system naturally. Because if we don't, we will all be enslaved because they will find a way to get us under martial law. And then that's when the real fun happens for them. And then that's when the real fun happens for the true patriots that are going to stand up when they come. But to continue to vote these people in and out, you're not. These people are all compromised. They're under all these blackmail schemes, such as the Epstein Island shit, the Pizzagate shit. There are entities around the world that are there for that purpose. And I truly and honestly believe that Epstein was a CIA asset for that very reason. To get these people to go to these parties and compromise them to do what they want them to do. Same way with the Hollywood shit, with P. Diddy, this whole thing going on with him. He's just part of it. You don't get that rich and famous just making it on your own. Eventually, you're going to have to get some help to get to that level. And what do? You just sell yourself out and you get billions of dollars and you're able to traffic women and kids and men, whatever it is that you're into, and then get other people compromised when they show up and get pictures taken and video of you doing an act that could get you in deep shit. And that's what happens. That's all part of the system. But we, the people, have that power. We, the people, gave up that power years ago. and decided to trust government when our founding fathers told us not to, to hold them accountable. It's our civil duty to keep them in check. And as the government got bigger, corporations got bigger, then they introduced lobbyists, and then you were fucked. Your government was sold out, compromised, and everything in it. Now, people don't like the idea of what I've been saying. It's not a popular thing. Abolish the stay home. People are too comfortable, too complacent. They don't want to give up their cushy little life. Because honestly, we abolish, things will get hard. And, you know, survival of the fittest. But if we all came together, we all put together a plan, and we do it based off of the Declaration of Independence and what the Founding Fathers put forth in that document to abolish and start anew, based on the principles that were founded in those documents, we can come back bigger, better, and stronger. Because the idea that we need government, no, we don't. The government needs to be ran by the states. Federal government was to be limited. It was only supposed to be there to help out the states when they needed help. And for a few other things. But it wasn't supposed to get so big that was in our everyday life, bullying us, keeping us down, overworking us, overtaxing us. That was never supposed to be part of that plan. America needs to wake up, and wake up really, really quick. You need to decide what you want. Do you want to continue this road that we're going down? That we are going to live in full-blown communism in the U.S.? I mean, right now, we're already a totalitarian state. That's a fact. We're in a police state. We are being surveilled heavily. Now, I want you to take a look at China during COVID. That was basically the start of the 15-minute city concepts then. It's been going on for almost 5 years. Locking people down, welding people in their buildings. If you didn't do something, they came in and forcibly took you from your home. Hell, took you out and killed you if they had to. But that's what we're facing here. And people don't really believe that, that's what's going on, but it's in the works. These corporations want total control. They want to force you to do things you don't want to do. And that's not a constitutional republic. That's not what we're supposed to be living under. They want to give you the lie that we're living under a democracy. We're not. We're in a totalitarian state right now. We're in a police state because they are violating every bit of our inherent rights. Our freedom of speech is almost gone. Our ability to have a Second Amendment is diminishing because they know that that's the one thing holding everything up right now is the U.S. and the ability for us to own guns. You know, if they can't come for the guns directly, they're going for the accessories, they're going to go for the gunpowder, they're going to go for the brass, they're going to find a way to keep people from obtaining and keeping their firearms. You got these red flag laws, you got these snitch laws where, you know, they encourage your neighbor X to report you so they can come in and take your guns. I mean, that stuff's not going to work out in the favor of the government because they'll have to come get it. And people like you, people like me, ladies and gentlemen, I would like for you to check out my official sponsor of the Renegades Rant podcast, Cindy Davis. Now, Cindy is an independent associate for Trinaut. You can find it at Trinaut.com/CINMIN. Now, Trinaut is health and beauty products made to work together to elevate your everyday. These unique products are designed to be highly effective and provide results that can be easily felt and seen. They believe that only sourcing premium ingredients are they able to achieve this goal. Now, get on there, check out these amazing products such as Glow, which is advanced type 1 collagen with superfood antioxidant support. Enrich, which is a digestive enzyme blend with stabilized probiotics, which gives you improved digestion. And Transform, which is a sugar transforming enzymes, which reduces glucose spikes from food to help improve metabolism, reduce brain fog, increase energy and focus, and to curb your cravings. So please get on to Trinaut.com/Cinnamon. If you want to get a hold of her, you can also find her on all the social medias by looking into my bio. I have a link tree. You can find her there, or you can email her at cinnamon03@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the support. People like us, we're not going to deal with that. They can come and try and retrieve our guns all they want, but not going to happen. A lot of us are not going to go down without a fight. And that's what they're worried about. That's why they want to come after the gunpowder. They want to try and force you to get this insurance. They want to force you to be on a registry. No. It's ridiculous that we are allowing this government to violate us in every which way. They're trying to divide us by religion, divide us by race, divide us by your sexual orientation. They're going after the kids. They're indoctrinating them. They're ruining life for future generations. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure the line has always been our children. And here we are. Most of us are parents to children. Mine are older, but they have a rough life compared to, you know, me growing up. You know, and they've been indoctrinated to the point where a lot of them don't have any kind of motivation to drive or own a home or to get married. I mean, despite the way I was raised and I grew up in a household, I still grew up in a traditional household. You know, where you get married, you have kids, and you provide. That was the three major things for men, was to be a procreator, to be a provider, and to be a protector. And, you know, toxic masculinity is a stupid fucking thing because they're attacking masculinity and going after people. For being, you know, alpha males. They're going after the alpha females. That way they can completely confuse and disrupt all those traditions. Started when they started the destruction of the nuclear family. Now they want to go after masculinity. And here we are, and we're letting them do it. For what fucking reason? There is no reason for us to be allowing a government to have this FISA warrantless spy program, which I'm glad it got knocked down, but you know what they do? They'll find a way to get it into other bills and it will be passed. And that's what they want. They want complete and total control. You know, you hear all these different people in government, they mock us. They don't give a shit about us. They want to go after us through our inheritance rights. They want to divide us on everything. It's just, we got to wake up, people. We really do. Because this government is raging out of control. The federal overreach has reached a crazy level right now with the things that are happening across this country. The added debt. I mean, now, if you go on to most of the media sites, if you scroll through enough, you will see that they want you to look at the national debt clock. So they're basically, they're rubbing it in your face. So they just want to keep coming after you. They want to keep attacking you. They want to keep attacking me. They want to keep attacking the children. They want to keep attacking the people who have traditional values in this country. And I say it, and I say it again, it's a multi-layered attack. You see them attacking the farms. You see them attacking the processing plants. You see them attacking train derailments. Now we see bridges and barges and cargo ships. And you look all around the world, and we're getting tied into more conflicts. You know, you had that massive earthquake over in Taiwan, and China's jumping at the bit to go into Taiwan and take it over. And if they do, the U.S. is fucked. It's what happens when you allow your components and your chips and things of that nature to be created and made outside our borders. That was the one thing that Trump was truly good at, is he was trying to bring back business to America so we can start making our own stuff. Because during COVID, what did we find out? Our supply chains, all in China. You know, and it made us suffer a bit. If we had companies and corporations that actually stayed in the U.S. and we had the industries we used to have, you know, we would be thriving. We wouldn't be $34 trillion in debt, quote unquote. Even though if you add in all the unfunded liabilities, we're damn near at $300 trillion in debt. So we need to get our shit together, America, because if we continue to go down this road and allow these people to do what they're doing, it's a matter of time before we are fully and completely enslaved. And for those that continue to say that, oh, there's not slavery in the U.S., there's slavery throughout the world, and it's called debt slavery. There's all kinds of different forms of slavery in this country that people are not aware of and therefore don't really particularly care because it's not happening to them. Oh, it won't happen in my lifetime. Oh, the government would never do that. They won't? Are you sure about that? because they're really doing it. They're really, truly doing what we said that they wouldn't do. And they're going to get away with it. We the people must stand up and defend this country. No one's coming to save you. The only way we save ourselves is by us versus them. We abolish it, and then if they want to send in the military or whoever they're going to send to have a civil war, more power to them. We the people hold the power. We just don't realize how much power we have. And the power for us to stand up and say, hey, we're not going to work anymore. We are one of the only countries in the world that overworks its people. We don't even get to enjoy life anymore because we have to go work for the government's debt that they continue to increase. I didn't want to send $100 billion to Ukraine. I didn't want to send $38 billion to Israel. I didn't want to send $16 billion to Gaza. They just keep printing money over and over and over again to destroy this economy. And it's going to usher in the CBDC. It's going to usher in the digital IDs and the social credit score. It's coming. It's on its way. We're seeing the 15-minute city concept starting to pop up. It's here. The first one's here. It's down in Tempe, Arizona. There's a bunch of other cities on board with it, and over time, they have been receiving money to become a smart city or a 15-minute city. Just look into your local budgets, your state budgets. Just type in search engine 15-minute city for whatever city you live in and see if there's any kind of funding for it. Because I bet you will see infrastructure money being sent in by the federal government through the state to change us over into 15-minute cities. I mean, they're just right now, they are going after critical infrastructure. They are overwhelming us with all these illegals. They are overwhelming us with all this hate and division, when simply we should just block it out, stand together, and abolish. Plain and simple. Because if we don't, we are truly and totally fucked. Now, I did a video for TikTok, and I released a little bit of information. I've known it for a while. I've been looking into it. In that NASA has a balloon program. So just think about that. NASA balloon program. Now, we've been seeing all these high altitude Chinese balloons. Well, NASA's program, they have satellites hooked to them. So what do you think they're doing with those satellites? They're surveilling. They are, you know, extracting data. They are transponding. They are geomapping. They are getting things ready for shit hit the fan. That's why we need to make sure we are prepared. Making sure you got plenty of food. Make sure that you got plenty of water. Make sure you got plenty of medical supplies. Make sure you got plenty of comms. make sure you have the ability to secure your home in a bug-in situation. Make sure you have your vehicle prepared for, you know, when you're out and about. That's why it's important to have multiple action plans. And I'll support Freedom Stick. He's got an amazing book called Navigating Chaos. Go check it out. You can get it on Amazon. It's a very short but very detailed and important book about guiding yourself through chaos. And I highly suggest you get that book. I highly suggest you get a lot of other books. The Prepper's Medical Handbook. Make sure you have a water guide on different ways to purify and get drinkable water. Make sure you have the U.S. Army Manual. Make sure you have Bushcraft 101. Because these are books that are going to help you in the end. If things go sideways, at least you have the ability to have the knowledge of things that you can do in a survival situation. Building shelter. Something as simple as making a fire. That's why it's important that you go out and you train and you do these things. You work on fire making skills on different levels. Don't just use a lighter. Don't just use matches. You know, do it different ways. So that way you have the muscle memory, you have the mindset that you can make a fire without having to have all the other stuff. Because it's important that you learn these skills for any situation. Doesn't just have to be for shit hit the fan. It could just be during an emergency disaster. Why it's emergency preparedness. So being prepared for anything. If you're not prepared for what's to come, whether that be a natural disaster or shit hit the fan, you won't survive. I think it's, 6 months, 9 months into, you know, shit hit the fan, massive chaos. You know, 90% of the population is going to die off. Less than a year. Less than a year, people will die. And more than likely, it's going to be people within your group. People who have not been prepared. People who have not trained. People who have not been, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, as they say. Our critical infrastructure is being attacked. Our constitution is being attacked. Our way of life is being attacked, and we need to be prepared. Because we don't know which way it's going to come. Like I said, it's a multi-layered attack. It's a fifth generation of warfare. They're using unconventional tactics. And it's only going to get worse as time goes on because technology is ever advancing. You know, you got AI they're utilizing, and it's going to be a shit show. And you got to be prepared. Just make sure if you have children, make sure you have the essential things that are needed for your children to survive. You know, if you got kids, you know, just teach them how to do things. Give them skills. Give them the ability to be able to survive. Because you might not always be around when they need you. And to teach them how to survive is very critical. It's very crucial. And if you have pets, make sure you're stocking for them and prepping for them. Make sure you got plenty of dog food, dog toys, treats, water. It's pretty important that you take care of your animals. Because shit hits the fan, you know, it's going to get ugly. And that's why, you know, just having the preparedness and the survival mindset to make sure that everything is covered and protected under you. And it's just important that we be prepared, and anything can happen. These are sad times we live in. Our government, like I said, does not care about you. They don't care about me. And eventually we need to make a stand, because if we don't, it's going to get a hell of a lot worse. You think living under a totalitarian police state is bad? Communism. Just go find somebody that's from Cuba, somebody from North Korea, somebody from China, somebody from the old Mother Russia days. Ask them how communism works, how great it is, when you have no rights, when your government tells you what to do. That will change your mind real quick. And we as Americans in this country have got to realize we have it too good here. We are too comfortable, too complacent, and we need a wake-up call, and this should be our wake-up call. Things aren't just going to magically fix itself, and voting is not going to take care of it. Voting it will only keep it in there longer and longer. It's time for us to stand up, America, because if we don't, you're looking at a new communist country that's going to be on the block. We're going to get depleted into a third world country where, you know, we're going to have a lot of chaos and mayhem. And if we go to civil war, I mean, that correct some of the things that are going to happen, but, you know, you're still going to have this dictatorship that's going to be over us unless we go to war with them and we defeat it. But if we want to do it peacefully, quickest way to do it, abolish. Sit at home. Take money out of the bank, take care of the communities, crash the system ourselves. That's how we survive. That's how we get over this. This is how we start anew. The government's only going to get bigger and more tyrannical. There's going to be more overreaching. I mean, you think it's bad now. What they have planned is way, way worse. And we have to fix it. We are the ones who have got to fix this. Because if we don't, you already heard what I said throughout this podcast. So I want to thank everybody again for listening to the show. Please, everybody, follow the show, rate the show, and share the show. The ratings, it means a lot. Like I said, I'm good at taking constructive criticism. So if you want to leave me a bad review, please let me know why you're giving me a bad review and what needs to fix it. If you have ideas for the show or things you want to hear about the show, just contact me. I do have a link tree. It's in my bio on all my social medias. If you have any questions or concerns or things you want to suggest, you can email me at renegadesrantpodcast@outlook.com. Or you can just message me on social medias. If you have a small business and you would like to be a sponsor of this show and be promoted out there to the people who listen, please get a hold of me. I have reasonable rates, and we can work something out. I enjoy working with small businesses to get you guys out there to help let your business grow, let people hear about it. Thank you to my official sponsors, which are FedUpGear.com, Jim Eagle Outfitters, and Trinot.com/Sinman. So please go check out those awesome sponsors. They're amazing, and I am grateful that they work with me, and I enjoy promoting their products in their business. Hoping I will be having some guests on here soon. In the process of working on that now, on the process of working on getting some more sponsors aboard, looking at maybe taking this to video and doing something on Rumble. Also check out my other podcast with Tones, the All Around Ungovernable podcast. We will be having Clint on this Friday, so it'll be an amazing show. Still going to record that here later. Can't wait. Make sure you're checking that one out. Please follow, share, and rate that show as well. Let me or Tones know. You can contact us through our social medias there. Or we also have allaroundungovernable@gmail.com. Let's see here. And also, please check out my buddy Lambo at A Little Extra Lambo. His podcast, amazing. Right now, he is not on TikTok. I think he got taken down a couple nights ago. So please check out A Little Extra Lambo podcast. Lambo, keep doing your thing, brother. You're always amazing. You have amazing shows. And go check out the book, Navigating Chaos by Freedom Stick. You can find it on Amazon. Please go check out Saints and Sinners Hat Co. by our buddy Three Rows. Amazing hats, amazing products there. Also go check out Star Spangled Designs by Misfit Amy. She's got some awesome jewelry that she puts together. Check out Vandy Street and Destroy Agenda. They have some amazing products as well. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Thank you for putting up with me, listening to me. And again, we got to abolish this government if we want to save ourselves. So remember, we the ungovernable.
Thank you for listening to the Renegades Rant Podcast. You can find the Kentucky Renegade on TikTok, Instagram, or Twitter, but the easiest way is his link tree, which you can find in his bio. Please like, follow, share the show, and remember, be ungovernable.